Leading our journey today is Father Matthew Jakubko, an associate pastor of the pastorate of St. Mary Cathedral and St. Anne Church.
In the late spring of 1544, on the eve of Pentecost Sunday, a young man was walking along the Appian Way in Rome and eventually went down into the catacombs to pray. And while praying, this young man saw a ball or a globe of fire descending down upon him. This fire entered his mouth, causing his heart to dilate, to be filled with the radiance of that fire. He was so overwhelmed, he prayed, "Enough, enough, Lord, I can't bear any more of this." There was a swelling that was over his heart from the event, and even one of his ribs was broken, but no pain came from that swelling. The Holy Spirit had infused this young man with the love of God, and it changed his life. That young man was Philip Neri, who lived from 1515 to 1595. He was the founder of the Oratorians, was called the second apostle of Rome after St. Peter for his work in the city, and was eventually canonized a saint. He's the patron saint of comedians, laughter, and joy. Philip, before this mystical experience in 1544, already had an extroverted and charismatic personality. However, this mystical experience, along with his own desire for holiness, took him to the heights of sanctity. Philip lived a life of joy, looking even like a fool sometimes, because he was totally oriented toward eternity, totally oriented toward God. Yesterday, the church celebrated Laetare Sunday, calling us to rejoice in the midst of the season of Lent. That Sunday, in the life of Philip Neri, teaches a profound lesson. Christian joy comes from possessing God through faith and charity. It comes from living the virtues and setting our eyes on eternity. Christian joy does not come from external circumstances or health or comfort. It is something that should remain steady, even in the midst of this valley of tears, even in this world where we can suffer so much. Laetare Sunday is a microcosm of this concept. Even in the desert of Lent, we are still called to rejoice. So now that we're halfway through Lent, it's a good time to examine where we've been and where we're going. How are my penances? How's my prayer life? Have I grown closer to the Lord over these past 4 weeks? Most important, is my life marked with a deeper joy and charity than it was on Ash Wednesday? If not, this is an invitation from the Lord to go in deeper with Him over these last weeks of Lent. Go there with the Lord and be assured that when we do, our lives will not be free from suffering, but we will have a joy that only the Holy Spirit can give, the joy that motivated St. Philip Neri and took him to the heights of sanctity. Let us pray. God, our Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us an oasis of joy in the midst of this Lenten season. Allow our lives to be colored by this joy that transforms us and allows us to be united with you, even in this world that so often feels like a valley of tears. We ask the angels and saints, St. Philip Neri, and our Blessed Mother to intercede for us. We make all of our prayers through Christ our Lord. Amen. Thank you for spending this time with me today. Join us again tomorrow as we continue our Lenten journey together. God bless you.